This is Akashvani, the news read by Aditi Lumba. The Supreme Court today did not issue any interim order on the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 while hearing a batch of petitions challenging it. The centre asked for more time to prepare its argument on the 3 points raised by the Apex Court. The Apex Court will now hear the matter tomorrow. A bench of Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna and Justices Sanjay Kumar and K.V. Vishwanathan asked Solicitor General Tushar Mehta, appearing for the centre, on how Waqf by user can be disallowed as many will not have requisite documents to get such waqfs registered. The three-judge bench considered passing an interim order on the petitions challenging the new act. The bench raised three key points. It said the properties declared by courts as waqf should not be denotified, whether they are by waqf by user or waqf by deed, while the court is hearing the challenge to the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. The court further said it will order that provision of the Amendment Act as per which a waqf property will not be treated as a waqf while the collector is conducting inquiry into whether the property is a government land will not be given effect to. The court also said it will order that all the members of the waqf boards and the Central Waqf Council must be Muslims except the ex officio members. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, questioned Robert Vadra for the second consecutive day today in connection with a money laundering probe linked to a land deal in Haryana. He was questioned at the ED office in New Delhi. The agency has asked Mr. Vadra to appear again for questioning tomorrow. The case is related to purchase of a land in Gurugram by Mr. Vadra's company. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today accused Congress of doing low-level politics in the National Herald case. Talking to media in Rishikesh, the minister said it is not a political issue but a case of corruption.
Congress ke log National Herald ke mamle mein ek tarike se ek aisa nimn star ki rajniti kar rahe hain. Ye rajnitik masla nahi hai, ye bhrashtachar ka masla hai aur Congress ko isko own karna chahiye.
Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna has recommended the name of Justice B.R. Gawai as the next Chief Justice. Justice Gawai is the second most senior judge of the Supreme Court and his name has been recommended to the Union Law Ministry. The tenure of the current CJI, Justice Khanna, is going to end on the 13th of next month. The Select Committee of Lok Sabha on the new income tax bill 2025 today held a meeting at the Parliament House in New Delhi. The 31-member panel is headed by BJP MP Bijan Panda. The committee will submit its report on the first day of the monsoon session of Parliament. The Income Tax Bill 2025 aims at consolidating and amending the law related to income tax. It was introduced in the Lok Sabha during the first half of the budget session of Parliament. Later, the draft law was referred to the Select Committee of the House. Retail inflation dropped to 4.6% in the fiscal year 2024-25, marking the lowest level in 6 years since 2018. The Ministry of Finance in a statement said that as measured by the Consumer Price Index, CPI, the year-on-year inflation rate for March 2025 fell to 3.34%. This represents a decline of 27 basis points from February 2025, making it the lowest monthly inflation rate since August 2019. WaveX 2025, India's premier platform for startups in the media and entertainment technology space, has extended the deadline for receiving application to 21st April. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, in a statement, said today that in a bid to foster wider participation and amplify innovation, the eligibility criteria has also been expanded. In IPL T20 cricket, Delhi Capitals set target of 189 runs against Rajasthan Royals at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. Earlier put to bat, Delhi Capitals scored 188 runs for 5 in stipulated 20 overs. Currently, Delhi Capitals are at second position in points table after the Gujarat Titans, both having 8 points. Rajasthan Royals, with 4 points, are at 8th in the table out of 10 teams. And that is the end of this news bulletin.